Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayishlach. Tovshin Pehei, Baruch Hashem, as we continue in this exciting Parsha of Yaakov and Esav. Yosef is in the Parsha, but we're laying the groundwork for the Parshias of Yosef and his brothers. But first we have the last Parsha really relating to the Avos. Right? Because next week is already Yaakov, he's gotten old, and it's Yosef and his brothers. So it's the last one related to the Avos. So Yaakov Avinu is coming back, as we know, and he's getting ready for his meeting with his brother, who last time they met wanted to kill him. And what happens? Yaakov prepares for himself in all the different ways, and the Pasuk says that he got everything ready, and he finally he's on his way, and Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayakam Balayla Hahu, right, we're gonna go a little bit, out of order. We'll start with one thought from the Gra. Vayakam Balayla Hahu, Vayikach Ashtin Ashtav Ashtin Shiv Chosav Ezachar Asa Yeladav. That night he went, and he took all of his family, Vayavar Ismavar Yabuk. And he passed the Mavar, and then he went back, and he had the fight with the Malach, as Beshem we'll get to a little bit later. But the Rashi quotes, he went with his 11 children. 11? We read last week's parsha. There were 12 children born. There were 11 boys, but one girl. So there were 12 children born. So what do you mean, his 11 children? So Rashi quotes his 11 children. V'dina heichad haisa. Where was Dina? Nasna b'teva v'no'al b'faneha. He had her closed off in a box. He was hiding Dina. Why? Shalo yitain ba Esav einav, so Esav wouldn't look at her and want, you know, already once, you know, Dina fell into hands, inappropriate hands. V'lakach nanas Yaakov, shemanaso meyachav, shematachzir elamutav. Maybe she would have been makariv him. Okay, we're not going to focus on that part. But that's the lost, the hidden child. The hidden child was Dina. The question that's asked by the Gra, how did Chazal know that Dina was the one that was hiding? Maybe it was one of the boys. It just says Yeladav, which means children. So he asked the Gra, this is from the Kol Eliyahu, right, one of the Sfarim put out from the Talmidei Agra. We have Adaris Eliyahu, Kol Eliyahu, this is from Kol Eliyahu. V'dina heichan haisa, makshima olam, v'dina nechzera, dilma dina haisa, v'yachad asa Yeladav, v'yacham eshvadim, maybe Zvolin was in the box. Right, maybe some other shaver was in the box. How did Chazal know that it was Dina that was hiding? So says the Gra, you gotta know all of Chazal, put them all together, and in that way be able to explain the other Chazal. The Yesh Lomar Isa b'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, it's also in the Medrash, Hatam Shedivda based on this Bechel Kosho Binyamin, why was the Kodesh Kadashim in the Shechelek of Binyamin? We know, if you remember, the Gemara in Zvachim, the border between Yehuda and Binyamin was mamish right at the Mizbeach. Right? The entire Mizbeach had to be in Binyamin. That's why the south side and the east side of the Mizbeach did not have a base, did not have a Yesod, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Shevet of Binyamin. Why? And the whole Kodesh Kadashim. Why was Binyamin Zocha? So explains the Medrash, explains the Gemara, because he was the only son that did, or the only brother, the only Shevet that did not bow down to Esav. Binyamin wasn't born yet. He's born later in the Parsha. And therefore, he was the only one that didn't bow to Esav, as it says here, Vayishtachavu. And therefore, he was the one that was Zocha. He didn't lower himself to Edom. And therefore, he's the one that, gets the base of Edish in his portion. V'yemkein lefizeh, but one second. If that's true, right, if it's true that one of the Shvatim was missing and hiding in the box, then that Shevet was hiding and didn't bow down, and the Beis Hamikdash should have been in their chelek. Lufizim Isa da'inechzar echam and Ashvatim hariu gamkin lo shtachav ela Esav v'yemkin kasha lama lo v'nei Beis Hamikdash v'chelko. It must be that no, every Shevet bowed down because of the Chazal that says that Binyamin got the Beis Hamikdash because he was the only Shevet that didn't bow down. That's how Chazal knew here that Acharas Yeladav, the 11 children, were all of the boys, and Dina was the one that was hiding. So Achlomer, the Kol Hashvatim Al Yishevim Yaakov, the Kula Mishtachavu LaEsav, Zulas Binyamin, Shaloha Yanol Anadayin, and only Dina was missing. That's the Gra that gets us started tonight. Again, having to read, and many are familiar with this Gemara, but to put the Gemara together with this Rashi, you know, one sheds light on the other. Okay, now let's get back to the beginning. So the Torah tells us Yaakov is on his way and he gives a message. Go tell my master Esav, Komar avdecha Yaakov im Lavan garti va'echar ad ata. I lived with Lavan and I delayed. I was delayed till now. So one of the more well-known quotes in this week's parsha, Rashi quotes Tupshatam on garti. Tupshatam on garti. Garti either a stranger, ger, lo nasesi sarva chashuv ala ger. Don't think the last time you met me and you wanted to kill me was because I got all these brachas. Don't worry. None of the brachas came true. Right? I'm still a ger. I'm, you know what my 20 years were just like having to deal with Lavan. Ein cha kedai lisna osi al birchos avicha shebercheni. Hevikvir la'achecha. Don't worry. Shalilonis kaimapi. Didn't come true. Number one. Number two. Garti begematria taryag. Garti is gematria 613. Taryag, you switch around the letters. Klomar, imlovan, harasha, garti. Vitaryag mitzvah shamarti. V'lo lamati b'maisav aroim. So much has been written on this, maimar, much drush, right? V'lo lamati b'maisav aroim. I don't do my mitzvahs as well as he does his averes. Okay. But the question that's asked by many mefarshim, taryag mitzvah shamarti, that's impossible. First of all, he didn't do kibbutz aveim, unless you say he did, because he was following his mother and his father who told him to run away. But he didn't do Yishev Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure. Right? He didn't do appointing a king. He didn't do, I don't know, chalitza. There are many mitzvahs that he didn't do. So what's Rashi talking about? What's the Medrash talking about? Tayag mitzvahs shamarti. So a number, I saw a numerous achronim give the same shot. I gave it to you from the Tam Vadas of Sternbach in source number 2. The Nira Levayer on line 4. Shalo amar shekiyam ha-mitzvahs. It doesn't say tayag mitzvahs kiyamti, which would mean befo'al, which would mean actually. El arak shamran, shomer. And there are other meanings to shomer in the Torah. It says in next week's parsha, the aviv shamaris hadavar. What happened after Yosef told and said the dreams? Aviv shamaris hadavar. What does Rashi quote there? Yosef mitzape masayavo. Right? He was waiting expectantly. He was looking ahead. Shomer could mean yearning, wishing. Lashon hamtana v'tzipia. Kemo v'aviv shamar sadavar. When you guard something, you're guarding it looking at the future. Shekozman hayoso ger bebeis lavan. Hayamamtinu mitzapel l'kayim kol mitzvot Hashem. He yearned. And if he yearned, I did the ones that I could do, and I yearned to do the mitzvot that I couldn't do. But I yearned. I wouldn't say, not that he yearned to do some mitzvahs we never want to do. The mitzvah of Avelos we never want to do. But he yearned that if every situation in life, I should be zocher to do the mitzvah. Some situations I hope never happen. But the attitude of every situation in life, I hope to fulfill the ratzon Hashem, that's what he was hoping. And we have that attitude, Hashem gives us the credit. Kilu asan. Kilu asan. Somebody wishes to do the mitzvah pidyon haben, but they have a girl first. Right? If they have the ratzon, it's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, they did it. And in our day, there are so many mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs I say we can't do today. Out of the 248, less than half are lamaisa on a daraisa level. On a chasirim harbi, letikin ha-nefesh v'shlei musa. There's a lot that we can't do. As we know, many Kabbalistic sources that talk about every mitzvah is keneged another limb of our body, and that limb of our body gets spiritual nourishment from the mitzvah. So how are those limbs supposed to get any nourishment? Right? We're not giving them any food. If we have the attitude of, I wish I could do it, and I hope if I'm ever in this situation, I'll be able to do it, so that itself gives the nourishment. That itself. Aval efshar lano lezakos b'mitzvahs ayde hishtokukus v'tzipia b'lemez v'leiv shalem lezakos l'kayim oso. Right, we have to have the yearning to do the mitzvahs. That's what we have to do in life. That's the measure of an Eved Hashem is to recognize, to have the ratzon. Now, often I get WhatsApps and emails. Now, what's a good vart for a simcha this week? You said something 6 years ago. I don't remember which parsha that it relates to. I have to try to remember. But, you know, everyone, this one is pretty obvious. You know, these are types of people. This bar mitzvah boy should always have this ratzon, and his parents have ingrained in him. And what brought this chassan and kala together? Because they both epitomize, you could use this, this thought at any stage, of a simcha. Okay. We continue. We continue with another Rashi. A lot of well-known Rashis. Every Rashi should be well-known. Ala Torah. But another Rashi. And we know Rashi is full, is overflowing. Every word of Rashi. And we've quoted in the past the quote from Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, who said, I could imagine, I could fathom, we can't, but I could fathom how my grandfather wrote his commentary ala Shas. I could imagine that. We can't. We can't understand the Gemara without Rashi. Right? We look at Rashi, we're like, oh, that's what it's talking about. How did Rashi do it? But I could fathom how Rashi wrote his commentary on Gemara. I can't fathom how he wrote his commentary on Chumash. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Now, we read Rashi, ala Chumash, we think it's simpler. No, every word. Every word. So, let's do another Rashi. So, Rashi tells us on Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin. So, the Malachim come back. The messengers come back to Yaakov and say, Banu alachich aleisav, v'gam holech lekrasav, v'yarba beyos ishimo. He's there, and he's got 400 men. He's coming for battle. Vayira Yaakov ma'od, Vayetzelo. Yaakov was very nervous. Vayira Yaakov ma'od vayetzelo. He was in fear. Right? What is Vayira and Vayetzer? Vayira is like, sounds like we would translate, he was in fear. Vayetzer, it pained him. Vayira and Vayetzer, he was scared and it pained him. The uncle says, Udechil Yaakov, scared. Wachada Va'akasle, it irked him. He was in pain. Rashi. Vayira Vayetzer, a deeper meaning. Vayira Shema Yeharek. He was scared. Esav might kill him. Esav might kill him. He's scared. Vayetzer lo im yaro ku esacherim. And it pained him if he would have to kill others in battle. That's Vayira Vayetzer. Vayira, maybe I'll be killed. Vayetzer, and if I have to kill, that will pain me. Asks the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal. What's Rashi driving at? And I'll ask it as a question. He answers this. But if you notice, it's not exactly parallel. Right? Vayira Vayetzer. What should the Pasuk say? Vayira Shema Yehareg. Maybe I'll be killed. I'll be killed by who? By Esav. Right? Who else? Vayetzer Losh Im Yaroku Es Acherim. Acherim? Not Esav. Who's the Acherim? It should say, I'm worried Esav might kill me. I'm worried I might kill Esav. Who's the Acherim? Says the Maharal. Source number three. Pirish. Dolam al mechtav tarti. So part one is, why does it have both Lashonos? Vayira Vayetzer. Hainu. Yira. Hainu. Sara. Right? It's really the same thing. He was trembling. He was in pain. He was fearful. Ella. Shema Yaroku Asacherim. Dahainu Shiyarog Esav. He's worried that he'd have to kill Esav. It's his brother. I might have to kill him, but it's my brother. So it's going to upset me. Says Rashi, but 1 minute. But wouldn't that be a mitzvah in that case? Isn't that the halacha? V'yafagav de Esav hayabar lahargo. And even though Esav is coming to kill him, right? Esav is a rodef. V'yamr chachamim, Chazal tell us, kol abal laharog hashkim lahargo. One is allowed to kill in self-defense. Right? That's what our army is called. IDF. Right? That's an important D. Right? Israeli Defense Forces. Because that's every war that we've ever had is because we're near Duffim. And there are Rodfim out there that want to kill us. So, and that's the halacha. Kol habol laharog hashkeim lahargo. Whoever stands up against you, get up to kill them first. Hayem misyarim min yaschakav if shekila lo so. Sheyekala lo so. So even though I'm going to kill Esav because he's going to kill me, maybe he's worried that Yitzchak's going to get upset. Yitzchak, I'm going to kill his pride, his beloved son. Veloyadati, but says the Gur Aryeh, but that doesn't answer my other question of Lama Nakat Shema Yarog Achirim. Havei Le Lomar Shema Yarog Esav. If it's talking about Esav, say, he's upset, he might kill Esav, and then Yitzchak will be upset. Seems to be talking about something else. V'yein lo mar shayim misyori shema yarog es acherim. Dehainu osan shehevi Esav imo. Oh, maybe Esav's not going to come alone with the 400 men. Maybe that's what he's referring to. V'yafagav debo lahargo. But what do you mean? The same thing. They're coming to kill him. Hashkim lahargo. V'yamrina bo lahargo hashkim lahargo. Says the Gerayei, maybe those 400 men weren't coming to kill him. They were just being forced to come. Shiny hacha da anusim hayu. The Esav hechriyo chosam lavoimo. Maybe Esav was forcing him, and that's what he was scared, because maybe they really weren't rofin. They weren't trying to kill him. Right? This is a lundish maral going back and forth, trying to figure out pshat. Right? Why was Yaakov scared? Because maybe he'll kill Esav and Yisrael will be upset. But then why does it say acherim? Oh, because he's worried that the acherim were going to kill him, and they weren't coming to kill him. Ze lo yitachin. That doesn't work either. Why? Daha amrinan, and we're assuming that everybody followed halacha here. That's what he's assuming. Because it says in Maseches Psachim, D'chol aveir shebetor yavo val yehari chutz ne'avodazor agilarais v'shvichas damim. Right? If Esav says to them, you need to come and help me kill my brother, then they're not allowed to come. That's one of the big three. So if they're coming, so what does that say about them? It's just like they're not allowed to kill me because, you know, who says, my blood is redder. Time of the mill says, my chazit dama didech samak tvei, dama dama didai, imkin lo shaykh lomar de Esav echriyach osam bal karcham. Right? They should have given their lives. So what's going on here? The Efshar lomar says the Maharal. They weren't coming to kill Yaakov. They weren't interested in killing Yaakov. Only Esav was. Avagav de'evi Esav hevi osam imo. Even though Esav brought them with him, mishum hayirabo. They came because they were scared of Esav. But they really didn't want to kill Yaakov. Top left. Avalobo larog. But they weren't coming to kill. And Yaakov didn't know. That was his shailah. That's what he was nervous about. There are a lot of people here that are coming with Esav, and I might have to put up a fight, and I'm not sure. See, he was nervous. The Yaakov Abnei Shalom Yada in Bolara Gimlo Hayimis Yarishem Yaro Gadav Shalom Kedin, and that's why he was nervous. The in Lahakshos, but 1 second, Suffik Lachumra. If you're not sure if somebody's coming to kill you, and they might be, then you're allowed to self-defense. The Ein Lahakshos, Dimi Manavshach, what do you mean? Either way, he's doing the right thing. Idina Havi Bahai Milsa Acher Shein Bo Im Oso Shabale Harig, Mr. Dina Kamoso. Right? What's he worried about? He's still doing the right thing. He's still doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu would want. So what's the issue? The issue is, maybe it'll be a show gig. I know it's not going to be amazing. Bikabakam Ayar Mena Onesh, Davi Kamo Chet Pishkaga, skipping down a few lines. So this is the Maharal. In that one word, he comes up with a whole idea. Right? We usually read the Rashi, we don't catch that. Right? We usually, what is Rashi saying? I might be killed by my brother, I might kill my brother. That's not what Rashi's saying, according to the Maharal. My brother, I might die. And Shema, I might have to kill Achirim. Achirim is not Esav. Achirim are the people with him. And them I'm not sure about. I'm not sure if they're there because Esav's forcing them to be there. I'm not sure if they're there because they really want to kill me. I don't know. And that's what pained him. He knew the halacha, but he didn't want to even do something wrong b'shogeg. And one more element, says the Gur Aryeh. One more element here. The Yesh Makshim in the next paragraph. Line 18, 17. The Yesh Makshim, Lama Hayayar Yaakov. This is asked by others. Halo Hivticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Didn't Hashem already promise him in last week's parsha? By the ladder. Hashem says, I got you covered. Hashem gave him a promise. I'm going to be with you. What was he nervous about? Hashem gave him a pardon. No matter what happens, you'll be okay. Right? So, if the master of the world gives you a pardon, and says, I have you covered. What was he nervous about? And what was he nervous about? So he was nervous. The Gemara and Bracha seems to ask the Shema Yigra Machid, maybe he did something wrong? But don't we know, and the Rambam paskins this, the Gemara says, if there's a nevuah, if there's a good prophecy, it has to come true. A bad prophecy doesn't have to. If we could do tshuva, and then we could change the bad prophecy. But a good, that's where you test the Navi Sheker. But a good prophecy has to come true. So what was he nervous about? What was he nervous about? So he goes back and forth, skipping down, says the Maharal that there's a difference. And we have to know sometimes, you know, what is in which category. There's a difference between a haftacha and a nevuah. A haftacha, that's a promise from God, but there are different types of haftachas. The Gemara talks about a haftacha sheishi mashvua, she'eni mashvua. A plain haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a haftacha to the person who is on that level, in that state. I promise, if you're on this state, I will do this for you. But if it's just a haftacha and not a nevuah, that it could change based on the person's spiritual state.
If
it's a promise to a person, I'm giving you assurance, but you gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. But if a person changes, I didn't promise Rosner A, I promised Rosner B, but now you change to Rosner A, then the haftacha, I still have the haftacha, but the situation is different. A nevuah is a nevuah. What Yaakov Avinu received from Hashem in private, that was a haftacha. That wasn't a nevuah, and that's why Yaakov was nervous. That's why he was nervous.
Yivchan Hanavi at the bottom, kasha lohaya misnavi laftiach,
when a navi comes and says, Hashem sent me to give this nevuah. He's not giving a specific answer to a question, to an individual that Hashem is talking to. But nevuah is for the whole klal. Nevuah is for the nation. That nevuah has to become true. And that's why he says sometimes in nevuos, the language used is a lashon avar. It's even in lashon avar because it's kilu, it's already done. There's no way that it's not happening on the top of the next page. Right? Klomer shekach nigzera hagzera l'tov meis Hashem. Lo kamo haftachos shuvavtiach es ha'adam la'asid. Haftachos are always future tense. Always future tense. Nevuah could be future tense, but said in past lashon because it's ki'ilu it already happened. Right? He quotes Yirmiyo, shavarti es ol melech Nebuchadnezzar. I have broken. That's past tense. Shavarti. Right, I have broken Nebuchadnezzar before it happened. I will break the king of Nebuchadnezzar. Right, Yirmiyahu lived b'shas ha'churba when Nebuchadnezzar was on top. Ki'ilu kfar naaseh v'chu. Okay, moving right along, we have a couple of psukim in this week's parsha, as we'll see, that teach us about human, about all of history, a Ramban that I don't think we did in the past. Right, so Yaakov Avinu prepares in the three ways. He prepares for getting ready for Melchama. He prepares by Matanas, and he prepares in Tefillah. The three ways that he prepares. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes, Vayomer, Im Yavo Esav, El Hamachne Ha'achas, Vihikahu, Vahaya Hamachne Hanishar, Lifleta. Im Esav comes, and he smites me, the Machne Hanishar, Lifleta. Right? There'll be a Machne Lifleta that will escape the She'eris HaPleta. Says the Ramban, V'haya HaMachane HaNishar LeFleta. How do you translate that phrase? Again, the pasuk started off with Im. If Esav comes and hits me, V'haya HaMachane HaNishar LeFleta. Says the Ramban, Tupshatim. Interesting, here he quotes a Derek Pshat, and then he quotes Rashi. Often it's the opposite order in the Ramban. First he'll quote Rashi, and then he'll say, this is what I think the Pshat is. But here's the opposite order. Al derech ha-pshat, says the Ramban. Omar ze bi-ulai. It's a maybe. V'haya, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, says the Ramban. Yaakov's a realist. I hope that, you know, if he hits some, the rest will survive. Ki omar ulai yinatzel ha-machne ha-echad. Ki bahakoso ha'echad, while Esav is fighting on one, yivrichu ha'achirim. The others will run away. O tashuv chamaso, or his anger will subside. O tavo lahem atzala me'is Hashem. Hashem will save them in some way. V'chinamru b'breishes rabbah. Limadcha Torah derech eretz. Lo yaniach adam kol mamona b'zavas achas.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Right? Don't put all your money in one corner. That's the language of Chazal.
But it has become, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And that's what the Ramban is saying here. That's what Yaakov was hoping. Yaakov was hoping that, you know, that he was, the Machna Hanishar would be saved.
But Rashi, he quotes Rashi, and maybe he wants to emphasize Rashi here. That's why the order is flipped. Right? Again, usually it's Rashi and then his own pshat. But here he wants to emphasize Rashi's pshat. This is not a maybe. Right?
V'Rashi kasav. V'hoya amachna nishar lefleta al karcho.
It will happen. Against Esau's will. It will happen.
Ki elachem imo. I'm going to fight with him to the end.
There will be a machane hanisheres, says Yaakov.
Hiskenatzma l'shlosha dvarim. L'tfila, l'doron, u'lamalchama. As we know, three ways that Yaakov prepared himself. V'risi b'medrash ma'asa, zina mi'befnim, b'hilbisham, b'gadim, l'vanim, b'chutz. Hiskenatzma l'shlosha dvarim, v'chein iker.
Says Rabbana, I like that pshat. This is what's going to happen. There will be some of my people that escape.
And now the Ramban expands. V'hakavana b'zeh. Ki Yaakov yodeya. And this is something that we have to remember in every generation. In every dar. Right?
Basically, the Hisha Amda is based on this Ramban.
Right? Says the Ramban. Ki Yaakov yodeya. She'ein zaro kulo nofel b'yad Esav. His children. Right? His 12 children. His 11 boys and one girl. Right? They will not all fall b'yad Esav. There will be a machne that will escape. Right,
our name will not be blotted out.
There will be evil done to Jews in certain lands. Melech echad mehem gozer ba'artzo al mamoneinu al gufeinu, u'melech acher merachim bimkomo u'matzel hapleitim.
There will always be an escape. Rachman al-Islan, after the Jews of Europe were wiped out, right? America all of a sudden became a bastion of Torah. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu always survived, always, you know, in the 1400s, or 1400s, right? The Spain and everybody threw them out. Okay. So then came back to Tzfat, came back to Yerushalayim, right? Poland started in the 1400s, 1500s, when Western Europe, no, started, threw us all out. Then Eastern Europe started the Torah the next couple hundred years. So there's always, and that's the promise Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. It doesn't matter who our enemies are. And we've never had an existence since Churban Bayis Sheni that we didn't have enemies that just wanted to get rid of us. And that's what, the Ramban's saying. This isn't just a maybe. This isn't just an ulai. This is a vadai. This is al karcho. And we know it, and we believe it, and we feel it, and we dive in that it happens soon, without more difficulty and tsaros. But that's the Ramban. That's what we know, and that's what we believe. Related to that, but a totally different idea, but related to that is how we must approach, is Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai on Yaakov's reaction. Says Yaakov. Vayomer Yaakov. Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Hashem Omer Elai, Shuv La'arz Olat Chayitivimach. Yaakov says, Hashem, you told me to return. You told me to return. I don't have any zchuyos. So please, Hatzilenina. Hatzilenina mi'anachim yad. He says, save me, please, davening. But before that, he says, before he, Hatzileni, which is his Lashon of Tefillah, that's his Bakasha, his background to that Bakasha is Katonti. Katonti mikol hachasadim u'mikol ha'emes asher asis hazavdecha. I'm not deserving. It's a simple pshat of katonti. Rashi says, nisma'atu zechuyosai. I am small. I am small from all of your chesed and emes asher asis hazavdecha. Kivamakli of arzis hazeh. When I ran, when I went away, I had nothing. He had nothing. Remember, Eliphaz took everything from him and he came back with tremendous wealth.
and all the sheep besides the large family. So katonti, I'm not worthy. Right after he says katonti, that's the background for the next pasuk, hatzileni nam yad achim yad esav. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, oh, I didn't write Rabbeinu Bachai. 16, number 6 is Rabbeinu Bachai. Forgot to write more of the titles here? Okay, I'm sorry. For the rest of the, I wrote them at the end. Okay, the next two, for some reason, I forgot to write the titles. I'd blame it on my secretary if I had one. But source number 6, Katoti Mikala Chasadim, says Rabbeinu Bachai, this is the background for all true tefillah. Right? Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis is tefillah, beseeching. What does that require? What's the proper hashkafa as we approach God in beseeching, in requests? Katonti mikal chasadim. Mikan sheroi la adam sheyizbonein betfilaso chisaron atzmo b'chisuso. We need to recognize that we're nothing ourselves. We rely on the master of the world for everything. Dependency. The only way to pray is to feel dependence. If we feel independent, then we're not going to be in the proper mindset and the proper framework. Right? I'm good. I don't need you. No. I need you. Katonti. Va'adnus ha'adon asher hu elav la'eved. And to recognize the master. V'zeu sha'amar es avdecha. Right? Katonti mikol ha'chasim mikol ha'emes asher asis es avdecha. This is the proper posture that we have to have when we daven. V'she yizbonin b'ribu yichaste Hashem yizbarach. V'tovos av'alav. And to recognize how much Hashem gives us. This is what David mentions right towards the beginning of Tehillim. Tovasi Baal Alecha. Right, feel free, listen to our Nach Shiurim, Shiurim on this parak in Tehillim. Right? My goodness is not on you. It's not Magiali. I deserve this goodness. I don't have that attitude. Hashem, please listen to my tefillahs because Magiali. Magiali. No. Hashem can say Magialacha. But we can't say Magiali. Yomar, Mizbonin ani b'darchei Hashem yizbarach. David HaMelech says, I think about Hashem, Shu Adon l'chol ha'olam, meitivosam, who takes care of the whole world. Tovos ha'adon ala eved, v'lo b'chiyuv, rak chesed gamur. Everything I have is because of chesed of Hashem. It's not a chiyuv. V'zeu tovasi bal alecha. Klomar, einenu chiyuv shetiyeh mutelas alecha. It's not a chiyuv that Hashem, you owe me. You owe me. No. You don't owe me anything. I recognize it's all chasdi Hashem, and now, believe it or not, God, I'm asking for more. And that's the attitude of katonti, and then hatzileni. Va'achar sheyizbonin b'chozeh yishal tzracha v'chein amar Yaakov hatzileni na. Right, and that's hatzileni na that he asks from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he had that attitude. Okay, that is Rabbeinu Bachai. Relating to this, Reb Soloveitchik spoke about this a lot. This idea of when we daven, the way that we need, the hashkafa that we have to have when we daven is to recognize we're dependent. And to recognize there's nothing that's I deserve that Hashem has to give me. Reb Soloveitchik said this to explain. This time I gave it to you on the next page. This is from, that's why. See, number 7, Worship of the Heart. I didn't write it because that's the title of the book. I wrote it there, Worship of the Heart. I just forgot Rabbeinu Bachai. So there in the Worship of the Heart, Rav Soloveitchik, many might be familiar with this idea, talks about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Rambam says in numerous places, there's a mitzvah to daven every single day of our life, a biblical mitzvah, to turn to Hashem. All the details of davening are d'rabanan, but the mitzvah d'oraisa is to turn to Hashem every single day. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, no, I don't think that's an explicit pasuk in Chumash, it's an asmachta. There's a chiyuv to daven midrabanan, and it's amazing. You should daven, but the Ramban says the requirement to daven is not every day, but rather only be'es sara. The Ramban says, based on a different pasuk in Bahaloscha, that there's a mitzvah daraisa to daven at a time of saras, at a time of individual or national difficulty, calamity, etc. That's the machlokas. Ramban says mitzvah to daven every day. The Ramban a mitzvah to daven in be'es sara. But the Rav Soloveitchik gave a deeper understanding of this machlokas. So I once was talking to a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik many years ago about this idea, and he told me, he says, he thinks that Rav Soloveitchik thought this was pshat. Right? This isn't like a drush on the machlokas. He thought this was the pshat of the machlokas. And that is, both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that davening is only obligatory mindaraisa be'es sara. And the machlokas is how to define es sara. The Ramban says es sara is what we would have thought es sara means. It means there's a war, there's an illness, there's a plague in es sara. The Rambam holds life is an es sara, or a potential es sara. Meaning, what happened yesterday is no proof about what's going to be happen tomorrow. I mean, who knows what's going to be? The world, we're living in such a world that things are happening so fast. Over the past 2 years, more has happened in the Middle East than happened in 100 years, 500 years before that. It's unbelievable. Every day you wake up and there's something new. And we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. But who knows what's going to be tomorrow? And that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. Life is an Eis Sara, and that's how we have to come to daven. It's exactly what Rabbeinu Bachai says. Katoti mikol hachasadim, leading into Atzileni. Let's read some of the Rav Soloveitchik's ideas on the next page. They differ, however, about the substance of the experience of the Sara. The word mimamakim is in the plural, and one may speak of two distinct and incommensurate Sara conceptions. Right? Many a time a crisis develops independently of man. That's the first type of Sara, brought about in the main by environmental forces, which are insensate, mechanical, quite often not sympathetic. Tsaris, like we would call tsaris. Skip a few lines. Man does not have to meditate, contemplate, or employ detective skill in order to realize that his very existence is menaced, that the outlook for the future is dismal, the chulu. We classify all forms of conventional suffering, illness, famine, war, poverty. That's Sara like we would have thought Sara is. But, on the right side, in contradistinction to these surface crises, the depth crisis addresses metaphysical, unknown, undefined, clandestine, personal distress. Not a tsara from without that I have to react to, but a tsara from within that I recognize, that I want to recognize, because it's a healthy type of awareness that I try to think about and learn from. This type of crisis is searched out and discovered by man and accepted by him freely, not something which man tries to protect himself from, into which man is dragged artificially, but rather it's an experience of complete bankruptcy and failure which stems from the deepest inside of man. V'chulu, turning over. And he discusses, we have to recognize that. That's how we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize that he is in charge and we are tully on him, on the right side, on top. Out of the depths in which the individual finds himself, one calls upon God in seclusion and loneliness. The sufferer whose awareness oscillates between bliss and pain and the great negation of the finite that rises out of his confrontation by the infinite. We recognize that we're close to Hashem. And again, that's what they say, Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem is a pendulum that swings back and forth. And I once heard that somebody once said that that's why we shuckle. Why do we shuckle? Right? We don't shuckle when we study math. Right? We just study it. All of a sudden, we start learning Gemara and we shuckle. Right? Ava, Yira, Ava, Yira, Ava, Yira. It's the feeling of closeness and feeling of distance back and forth. That's the balance. But that's, tefillah has to be out of a sense of that. And that's what Rabbeinu Bachai here says. Katonti is the background for Hatzileni. Okay. Next. So Yaakov fights with the Malach. Yaakov fights with the Malach, which is the Ma'asav HaSisir Labanim, Ma'asav HaSimon Labanim, right? This is our battle. This is our battle throughout Jewish history. Source number 9, the Chayei Moshe writes, this is our battle. Every word, every phrase in this pasuk, in this parsha can be, you know, used to describe every generation of Jewish history. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, right? Alone. Right? Alone. The country that's alone. The Am Levadad Yishkon. Right? When we're alone. Line 13. V'amar HaKasav Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, he goes through here, describing every phrase as discussing the situation and the occurrences that happen in Jewish history. L'rameis al-ikfas ad-mashicha. Beishe b'nei Yisrael liyu levado. When b'nei Yisrael are alone, kekeves bein shivim ze'evim. Among 70 wolves, v'yinasunim b'tzar v'matzok, v'yibli she'echem mehem, yoshalem ya'lova lezrasam. Right, where v'yivaser Yaakov levado. That's going to happen. That has happened. Right, v'yavik ishimo. And we're fighting. We're fighting. We're fighting for survival. fighting for survival. They always come up with excuses why they're fighting us and why, you know, the Jew doesn't have the, you know, the right to exist. He continues and goes through, and the fight continues. What's Alos HaShachar? Until the morning light, until the rays of Mashiach. Right? There's not going to be a respite. Okay, years and years of calmness, and then all the Mashiach. No, this is it. Vayavik ishimo ad alos hashachar. Left side. Lo lamdenu ki mavakam umilchamtam shel bnei Esav ubnei Yaakov lo tipaseik. Rak ba alos hashachar. And it's the hisavkus that's going to bring to the alos hashachar. Also, that's pretty clear that has to take place. And as that's taking place, that's going the whole night, until the hisnotzitzus oro shel Mashiach, she'oz yale hashachar, oz yale hashachar. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen as the hisnotzitzus comes? Vayarki lo yacholo, right? The enemy will see that he can't defeat the Jews. He can't, as the Ramban said before, hamachna nishar lefleita. He can't defeat us. So he's going to try to injure. What could he do? He could destroy some. He could make us limp. He could make us have pain. The Chavle Mashiach. Right, if we think of over the past 100 years, Rachman al-Tzal, we're going through a difficult time right now. But if we think back 80 years, no, it was a very, very different quality of a difficult time. So we have to keep things in perspective. Yes, it's a difficult time, but we have to know that there will come a point that finally our enemy will say, Shalcheni ki Allah Shachar. Okay, I'm done. My job is done. I have to go sing Shira. Meaning, at that time, even our enemies, the Malachim of Esav and the others, will sing Shira because they were also, the angels were all part of the divine plan. And they will sing Shira for the destiny of Klal Yisrael that has been reached. So again, this story should give us chizuk. Vayizrach lo ha-shemesh, right? The sun will come out. Right? This notices of Mashiach, right? When there's his afkus and we feel that things are happening. We feel it. But Hashem, we're looking for that oro, that alos ha-shachar that should come very soon. Final thought for tonight. I wanted to review something we did, I think, 14 years ago. It was one of my favorite thoughts on the parsha. From the Be'er Yosef. Such an ingenious idea. The Be'er Yosef discusses relating to a machlokes. It's always remarkable when you have a machlokes about a detail in halacha that doesn't seem too exciting. Seems to be a prat, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hear a pshat about it, you're like, wow, and it's opened up. So there is a machlokes in Maseches Chulin. Maseches Chulin has all the halachas of Gidon Asher, the Isra of eating the sciatic nerve. There's a whole parak named Gidon Asher. There's a machlokas there, right? The Be'er Yosef in source 11 quotes it. According to the Chachamim, Gidon Asher, the Isra of Gidon Asher, is both the right and the left thigh. The nerve that comes out of the right and the left thigh, they're both usher to eat. Yarech Yamin v'yarech Shal Smol. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the right. Only the right thigh. Only the right sciatic. Gid. V'yamar Shaman the Gemara says, what's the reason? What's the svar for the machlokas? Time of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Shamalach Naga Barak Berech Yamin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why only the right? Because that's where he limped. The Malach hit him on the right thigh, and that's where he was limping, on the right. V'Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan say? What's the Machlokas? In Metzias, what happened? The Rabbanan, I'm reading right in the source 11, the Gemara. Me'achorei Asi, he came, the Malach, came from behind V'Nashi B'Travayu and dislocated both of them. The language of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says he hit him in the right one, and the Chachamim say he came from behind, and both were dislocated. What's going on here? Is it machlokes about what happened? What exactly is the message here? The right and the left. The Rabbanan say both. Rabbi Yehuda says only the right. So says the Be'er Yosef. Rabbi Yosef misalan ma'isa ava simon labani. On the next page, in source number 12. Let me explain. Diamru b'medrisha malach ha'yisar shal Esav. We know this is the malach of the Esav, which is the Yetzahara and the Satan. Sheratza ladicho miderach Hashem v'levgoa b'emunasu ha'shlema. He wanted to defeat the Jewish people. And he was fighting Yaakov, but he saw he couldn't succeed. Ki lo yacholo. Kol kach chazak va'amitz b'deosa b'emunasu. He couldn't. So what did he do? He went for his thigh. What does his thigh mean? His thigh means his children. Right? The Gemara's Lashon for children is Yotze Yerecho, those that go out of one's thigh. Right? That's the, a baby comes out. So out of the thighs, that's the Yerech is the, so he went for the children. He couldn't get Yaakov. I'm gonna get the children. Shenaga paga b'yotze Yerecho, shem doros vasi the matzeis bimenu. And that's what he quotes from Zohar. He couldn't get Yaakov. So what did he do? What did he do to the children? Says the Ber Yosef, line 21. The mitzvah Satorah, Yeshne Chalakim, we know there are two sections, at least two sections. He focuses on two categories of mitzvahs. Ben Adam HaMakom and Ben Adam HaChaveru. Two categories. There are others, but those two. And we know the lucho symbolized, the midrashim say the lucho symbolized these two categories, the right luach, the first luach is ben adam hamakom, belief in Hashem, avodah zarah, shvuas shav, right, losisa, Shabbos, even kibbutz aveim, that's ben adam hamakom. And then the other side is ben adam chaveru, losirsa losinav losignos. The right luach, which is on the right side, chamish dibros rishonos, nechalim klal haTorah, right? Vamitzvah shbirat ha'makom. Ubeluach hasheni shalatzad small chamish dibros achronos. Shem yisod v'kalachovos kot mashe b'nei adam lechaveru. Right, and that's what he quotes from the Gemara Shabbos Laman Aleph when the goy comes to Hillel and says, "Teach me all of Torah one foot." What does he say? Dalech soni lechaverch lo seved. You want to know half the Torah? One leg, v'avtarecha kamocha, ben adam la chaveru. That's what he teaches them. So she yisod, kol ha'tarish be'chele, ben adam la chaveru. Uvechein, top left, ha'adam ha'shalem b'shnei chalki ha'tarah, when somebody is complete and perfect in both parts of the Torah, ben adam la ben adam la chaveru, he will be called, he's walking strongly on two legs. He's walking on his right leg, which is Ben Adam Lamakom. He's walking on his left leg, Ben Adam Chaveru. He's strong. Belimun. Ulam. But if somebody is limping, that means he needs help in a certain area. Right? If somebody is limping, what did the Malach go to? The Malach wanted to cause a limp in the children. Right? If somebody is lakui, if somebody is damaged, right, and hurt and injured in one of these legs, or one of these categories, Nikrat Soleil al Yiraglo Yamanis. He'll be limping. So the Malach sees into the future. How could I get these Jews? How could I get, I can't get Yaakov. You know what I'm going to do? You know, Jews, it's harder to get the Ben Adam Lachaveiro because Jews are always nice to each other. We support each other. We're always into social causes. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to knock them in the Ben Adam Lamakom. See, he hit the right gid. He hit the right gid, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, the right gid, because that's the one that he hit. Because how many generations of Jews have we seen that they're very makbid about Ben Adam HaChaveru, but they've given away their Ben Adam HaMakom. V'zeu sha'amar, I'm sorry, Baal Yaakov levgo baal adicha mikal haTorah, v'shnei chalkeha. So the Malach hit them in the right, but you know what? But you know what the Gemara is teaching me? What did the Chachamim say? He came from behind and hit him in both. Because if we're warped and missing one leg, then even the other leg is off kilter. Right? Sometimes if somebody is on walking with a crutch or favoring one leg, then the other leg also gets messed up. Because you have to put too much pressure on that leg. Says Yaakov, if I'm messed up in the Ben Adam HaMakom, then even my brother Machaveiro is not gonna be straight. As my father would say, Ois Gehalten. Right? Wouldn't be make sense. Wouldn't fit because you know it's gonna be warped. And I would add, it's the same thing the other way. Right? If somebody doesn't have the Ben Adam Lachaveru, then even their Ben Adam Lamakon is messed up. Right? We need both. So that's what the machlokes is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he hit the right one. But the Chacham say, if you affect one of them, they're both going to be affected. Vizeo Shabar, and that's what the Malach says, Ki sarisa im Elokim v'im anashim. You were strong, both in Elokim ben Adam l'makom, v'im anashim ben Adam l'chaveiro. So we know, we look throughout history, even ad hayom hazeh, there are some Jews, there are some of us that are very good, they're very makpid about ben Adam l'chaveiro. Very makpid. Every social cause, they're so nice to each other, every time there's a need, but ben Adam l'makom, maybe not so great about keeping every nitty gritty halacha. But then there are those amongst our religion that are very makpid about ben Adam l'makom, in terms of Shmir Shabbos, in terms of other areas, ben Adam l'makom, but their ben Adam l'chaveiro leaves a lot to be desired. And our job as complete full Jews is to recognize the value. We don't want to be limping. We want to be strong on both legs. And that's what we learn. What happens? He tried. Yaakov started limping. But what does it say when Yaakov came? Yaakov was shalem. He came shalem. He was healed. He says, Jews overcome. Shalem begufo, shalem bemamono, shalem betaraso. And he overcame. And that's what we have to make sure we overcome. We have to make sure that we recognize the value and the importance of each of the sections of our Avodas Hashem. And in that way, we should be zochet to live complete life, shalem, and see, as we mentioned, the Ba'alos HaShachar. Ba'alos HaShachar, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Alos HaShachar, right? The Ayelet HaShachar, as the Yerushalmi says in Brachos, Kima Kima, B'Hashem, we should reach that last little Kima, and B'Hashem, be zochet then to the Geula Shlema, B'mehera.